It's really a catch-22 because if the tax dollars are utilized correctly and the kids have good equipment and a good education, it's fine. The problem is people are people, and it's rarely managed efficiently, and it's rarely put directly into the educational environment for these kids.